top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, April 16, 2024.
Our news.
I am Richie Farrell. In the headlines.
Wherever.
Three Caribbean music giants, Marshall Montano, Derek Rapeters, and Lashley Moto Winter, and their lawyers reached a last-minute milestone pre-trial agreement in a major copyright infringement lawsuit case. Concerned residents in Spring Village, St. Vincent. They say persons living in the corner in Spring Village may be exposed to dangerous chemicals as electricity provider Vinlec moves to repair its wood stave pipeline.
The big station.
And women's college basketball superstar
right on.
Caitlin Clark has been drafted into the WNBA Professional League as the overall number one WNBA draft pick by the Indiana Fever. And she simply said, I can't wait.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station.
These are our headlines for stopping the news. A last-minute settlement has been reached between three Caribbean music giants, Marshall Montano, Derek Rapeters, and Lashley Moto Winter, along with their respective lawyers. According to official reports, a lawsuit was filed by Peters against soca stars Marshall Montano and Lashley Moto Winter for copyright infringement, allegedly. In an embrace of wisdom, the two soca stars and their lawyers met with the Bouillon star, Rapeters, and settled on agreeing and negotiating the concerns raised by Mr. Peters moments before the commencement of the trial, which was scheduled for March 4th, 2024. Speaking to Q95 News on April 15th, 2024, Bouillon artist Derek Rapeters says all parties have amicably agreed to move forward in a spirit of unity.
Well, it's basically, we had some agreements that, with a settle amicably, as Caribbean artists, because my whole intention is not to bring anybody down, but, to stand, for my rights, and not only for my rights, but to represent other people of mainly the Bouillon fraternity, if you recall, back in the day, guys like Chubby went through a lot of hard time and other Caras artists. Their rights were infringed and they wasn't aware exactly what's happening. But right now the music industry, is really growing, from strength to strength.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely you have to, stand up for your rights, That's it basically. But, the whole arrangement was, we just decide, in the interest of the Caribbean music, getting everybody together, because music is what, supposed to be putting us, together, not separating us.
Right.
And we decide to come with an agreement and do that amicably, for the betterment of the music.
Bouillon star Derek Rapeters. Telecommunications leaders forming the Eastern Caribbean Telecommunications Authority's Board of Directors are scheduled to assemble in St. Lucia for the Directorate's 97th BOD meeting. That's Board of Directors meeting on Wednesday, April 17th and Thursday, April 18th, 2024. The meeting will take place both in person at the Palmville Conference Room at the Coco Palm Resort and online via Microsoft Teams, starting at 9 a.m. Chaired by Mr. Philip Dalso of St. Lucia, who assumed the chairmanship of the board in October 2023, the meeting's agenda includes discussions on the implementation status of ECTEL's 2022 to 2023 work plan, updates on the financial report for the year ended September 30th, 2023, and progress reports on the Electronic Communications Bill, that's the EC Bill, and the procurement of the Integrated Spectrum Management and Monitoring System vehicles. Additionally, deliberations will be held on the decisions made during the 45th meeting of ECTEL's Council of Ministers in January 2024 in Dominica and online, comprising one director or an alternate from each of the five ECTEL contracting states, namely the Commonwealth of Dominica, Grenada, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The Board of Directors is appointed by the Minister responsible for electronic communications for a term of 1 year. ECTEL's Management Director serves as an ex officer member of the Board. Acting Police Chief Davidson Valerie has disclosed that the police force conducted a series of operations leading to the seizure of a significant quantity of illegal drugs and the questioning of four individuals by the Dominica Police Force. The seized drugs are estimated to have a street value of over $37 million.
The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force was engaged in a series of operations which resulted in the seizure of a large quantity of illegal drugs and the arrest of four individuals for questioning in relation to the seizures. On Wednesday, 3rd April 2024, 696.82 kilograms or 1,533 pounds of cocaine were seized at Cabana Marigot from a vessel named La Mer Fatale, which was beached on the Cabana Beach in Marigot after being pursued by the Dominica Coast Guard. The occupants of the vessel fled, leaving the contents of the vessel behind. The cocaine recovered and the vessel were seized and are in police custody. The street value of the cocaine seized is EC 18,616,870.25. Four men have been arrested in relation to that seizure.
Valerie further reported that on Friday, April 12, 2024, authorities discovered and confiscated an additional 696.36 kilograms of cocaine and 37 pounds of cannabis on a farm located in the Casabruce area.
On Friday, April 12, 2024, another 696.36 kilograms or 1,532 pounds of cocaine and 37 pounds of cannabis were found and seized on a farm holding in the Casabruce area. The street value for the cocaine is EC 18,801,720. The street value for the cannabis is EC $74,000. One man was arrested and charged. He is presently on remand at the state prisons. The seizure of these illegal drugs signifies the determination and committed effort by the police to prevent drug traffickers from using Dominica to conduct their illegal trade. The police force will intensify its efforts at pursuing the traffickers to ensure that they are denied any opportunity to traffic illegal drugs in Dominica. And we will ensure that they are caught and brought to justice. I want to thank the officers who have been involved for their hard work, the effort and commitment to duty. We are pleased with their efforts.
Acting Police Chief Davidson Valerie. Minister for National Security Raven Blackmore says work on the new fire station in the Grand Bay area is required and will serve the district well. Currently, a modernized fire station is being constructed by Montreal Management Consultant Establishment in the south. Mr. Blackmore explains that the fire station is being built up to international standards and will be appropriately equipped.
The community is emerging. We're going to have more people in the location. They're going to be the need for one ensuring that people who are aggrieved can get them a resolved. You need to have a court. And you're going to have more strain on the system in terms of emergency response. So you need to have more fire officers.
Minister for National Security, Raybon Blackmore. You're tuned in with Q95 News. At a time when donors and partners are calling for greater transparency and accountability in how funds are used, it is crucial for conservation trust funds to be well equipped to comply with these expectations and enhance their impact on preserving our regional natural heritage. The Honorable Ryan Anselm, Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, stressed the importance of collaboration for successful conservation initiatives across the Caribbean region. Our presence here today not only enriches this event, which began today, April 16th, and ends on the 19th of April, 2024, but also embodies the spirit of collaboration, crucial to managing our natural resources, and we are confident that this workshop will foster further conservation leadership in the region, Anselm remarked. Mr. Anselm also highlighted the importance of implementing robust frameworks to address the strategic environmental challenges of our time and stressed the significance of enhancing the capabilities of national conservation trust funds to lead regional conservation initiatives and achieve the region's goals. As private, legally independent institutions, the CBF's partner NCTFs are designed to mobilize and leverage incremental financing to promote the sustainability of key terrestrial and marine conservation initiatives at the national level. These capacity-building events serve as invaluable networking platforms, fostering collaboration and knowledge exchange among NCTFs and CBF and its partners. Through these exchanges, the CBF aims to expand and strengthen its regional network, positioning conservation trust funds as mature organizations with robust financial sustainability and comprehensive organizational structures, capable of securing increased funding for biodiversity projects in their respective countries. Sustainable energy, climate finance, and policy professional Dr. Nigel Joland of Novara One Planet arrived in Dominica on April 15, 2024, and is on a global climate solution campaign to help developing countries create effective climate adaptation policies and projects which will resolve many of the challenges that the people in these countries face. Countries like Dominica, exposed to the brutality of climatic disasters, are perfect examples. Speaking to the media on Monday, Dr. Joland explained the purpose for his visit and gave an overview of the approach for creating sustainable solutions for Dominica. Dr. Joland added that all necessary stakeholders will be engaged, training will be facilitated if necessary, consultations will be held, partnerships with financiers will be made, and sustainable solutions will be explored. Dr. Joland and his Novara team will be on island for the next 10 days.
Okay, so I think we have two parts to it. One is for us to learn from what's happening in Dominica, because we know that communities here have been affected by climate change since, well, Maria, right? There was a big impact from Maria. And lots of people around the world are facing similar challenges. And we act as some sort of conduit to communities that we have visited in Europe, Africa, now Caribbean, but we'll also be traveling on to North America and then into the Pacific, with the idea of sharing stories and experience. So that's the first thing. The other thing that we do is more relating to assistance and support for communities that are facing challenges. And they may be challenges associated with having difficult conversations around, okay, what do we do with the changing fisheries in our bay, in the area that we live, where the fish stock are changing? Or how do we deal with sea level inundation or storm surge? So these are difficult conversations that we can support through the facilitation. We can also support some of the more action-based responses to the challenges, whether that's developing a plan of action or implementing the plan of action and helping people get access to money. My background is in finance, and so I've helped lots of communities access donor funding for climate adaptation work. Some billions of euros, actually, I've been involved in helping to get to link to communities.
Sustainable energy, climate finance, and policy professional Dr. Nigel Joland. A group of concerned residents in Spring Village say persons living in the area known as the Corner in Spring Village will be exposed to dangerous chemicals as St. Vincent Electricity Services Limited, VINLEC, moves to repair its Woodstave pipeline. The group said in its Facebook post that VINLEC's pipeline at Cumberland is set for a major overhaul. However, there has been no consultation with residents. In an email on Friday 12, that's April 12, 2024, VINLEC informed the St. Vincent Times, open quote, "The company is currently planning an overhaul of a portion of our pipeline infrastructure in the Cumberland Spring Village area," end quote. The repair works, the statement said, forms part of our ongoing efforts to maintain and enhance our operations as the pipelines are integral to the generation of electricity at our Cumberland Hydro Station, while the relevant materials are already on hand to execute repairs. A specific start date for the overhaul has not been set. The group noted that residents can smell the chemical scent, on the wood stave material at least 100 feet away from the actual location, especially when the wind blows. In other news, women's college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark has been drafted into the professional league as the first overall pick by the Indiana Fever. "I can't wait," said Clark, age 22, who had been expected to be first off the Women's National Basketball Association draft board. She is considered one of the greatest collegiate players of all time. Athletes from colleges across the United States were also looking for their shot to go pro during the annual WNBA draft.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is definitely my passing. I think that's at times kind of what gets overlooked in my game. I think the scoring and the long shots is what everybody falls in love with. And then obviously going to an organization that has, in my eyes, one of the best post players in the entire world. That's my point guard eyes just light up at that. And obviously Aaliyah has been one of my teammates before. So I'm excited. I can't wait. But yeah. Honestly, like, I don't really feel like I have a rival. I think the biggest thing is, like, the WNBA is so competitive right now. Every single time you step on the floor, it's going to be a rivalry. I think so many teams are loaded with so much talent, and this is the most competitive league in the entire world, less than 144 spots. So you better bring it every single night, and I think that's exactly what I'm going to do. But I think that's exactly how I lived my college career, too, is, like, every single game, no matter what the opponent was, I prepped the exact same way. I prepared the same way. I brought the same fire. I brought the same energy. And I think that's the biggest thing going into my WNBA.
That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Three Caribbean music giants, Marshall Montano, Derek Rapeters, and Lashley Moto Winter and their lawyers, reached a last-minute milestone pre-trial agreement in a major copyright infringement lawsuit case.
Big Station.
Concerned residents in Spring Village, St. Vincent, say persons living in the Corner in Spring Village may be exposed to dangerous chemicals as electricity provider VINLEC moves to repair its Woodstave pipeline.
Q, top of the hour news.
And women's college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark has been drafted into the WNBA Professional League as the overall number one WNBA draft pick by the Indiana Fever. And she simply said, "I can't wait." That's the evening news.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95.